You are listening to Sabahul Muslim on Radio Islam International. It is a tribute program to Hazrat Hakim Sahab, rahimahumullah. We have a continuous stream of condolences coming into the radio station. People pouring out their hearts with emotion and sharing their feelings. We're joined on the line by the Secretary General of Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, Mawlana Ibrahim Bam Sahab. Damat barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to all the listeners.
Mawlana, yet again we lose another great alim.
Yes, Muftizat, and to all the listeners, especially to those who are mutaalliqeen of Hakim Akhtar Sahab, I so suppose in every way, every ummaki is linked to Hazrat Hakim Sahab, but I suppose there are people who would be more attached to him comparative to others. The death of an alim, especially if it is the death of an alim who had such a great impact on the life of thousands of people, is always going to be a tragedy. It's always going to be something that will bring about sadness in the hearts of many people. One of the enduring legacies of Hazrat Hakim Sahab would always be his attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disincarnation from sins, highlighting certain sins which have become widespread in the community, and Hazrat Hakim Sahab brought it to the fore and brought it to the people. And also the great love of Allah subhanahu.
It seems as though that the line just cut there. We had a drop in our transmission. That was the Secretary General of Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, Mawlana Ibrahim Bam, sharing condolences and also sharing a message at this critical juncture, giving us advice and also speaking pertinent to the occasion. We also will be crossing over to Pakistan, inshallah. We'd like to get a feel with regards to the janazah that had taken place this morning, and also speaking to some of the khulafa in different parts of the world. Those are what you can look forward to. We'll also be rebroadcasting some of the poetry that was rendered on the airwaves yesterday evening. Mawlana Mansurul Haq Sahab of Rustenburg, he recited some poetry, and this was really beautiful poetry that he had presented to Hazrat Rahimahumullah. We will be replaying that for you also. Mufti Amjad Sahab, both are senior khulafa, senior disciples of Hazrat Rahimahumullah. And therefore, we look forward to that. Mawlana, you may continue. Sorry for the break in transmission.
Yes, Mawlana, Jazakallah again, and assalamu alaikum to you and the listeners. I'm not sure at what point I broke off, but just to make mention that the death of an alim, especially if it's the death of an alim who was well-known, had taqwa, had the fear of Allah, and left his imprint upon so many thousands of people, will always be sorely felt. It will always bring about sadness. Hazrat Hakim Sahab's legacy that will always remain for a long period of time would be that his attachment to Allah, disinclination from sin, and also bringing to the fore certain type of sins that have become very common in the community and the society because of the environment that we are living in. But above all, his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think whoever had sit in his company, whoever reads his books, whoever reads his mawa'iz and his nasihat and his advices, cannot be but impressed and cannot be but touched by his great love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his shortcomings, elevate his status, and fill his qabr with nur.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khair for sharing those words with us. Mawlana, jazakumullah khair for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Mawlana Ibrahim Bam, Secretary General of Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, sharing with us those pertinent words under the circumstances. Now, the SMS number to share your condolences, 0845801548.